Welcome to the Personal Patreon Podcast, where we get personal with y'all. I'm your host, Joseph. Alongside me, the greatest co-host whoever is, whoever will be, Mr. Kyle Stevenson. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty okay.
Yeah?
No, I'm doing better than that today. I'm doing pretty well. Yeah? Should we rename the show to Let's Be Real? Since we say that to each other all the time. Like, that's now what the name of the Personal Podcast. Let's Be Real.
Wait. Can we do Real Talk?
Oh, hell yeah.
Real Talk Radio.
Real Talk. RTR, baby.
RTR. How you doing? Like, all things considered, this month,
sucked. I'll just say right now, this month sucked.
Awful.
Yeah.
Last month, we had a whole bunch of stuff for Patreon, and then it all went to hell in a handbasket because I believe that hard drive died.
Yeah,
I forget.
Hard drives are just failing on you, left and right.
Yeah, and this month it's the PS4 hard drive that failed. Oh my god, I had a panic attack last night. I thought my whole system died because it kept crashing when it was trying to download Dead by Daylight.
Yeah,
and the reason what caused the crash was really my external hard drive because I bumped into it. I believe when I was about to record OK Beast without Alex Finnegan, and I was just like sitting there like, I think I broke my PlayStation. But all things considered, other than that, things are pretty, pretty good. And we're working on some really cool secret stuff that, Kyle, you really helped out tonight with.
Oh, yeah.
Things are looking... I might be...
Very exciting.
Very exciting. We can't even say anything more than that.
Nope.
But hopefully next month, it's going to get even realer here. But
real talk, it's going to get real.
Real. Kyle, tell us about this month for you.
Yeah.
I don't know how deep you want to get into it, because you're like, this month overall,
just not sucked. Great.
Why is that?
I don't know. A lot of beating myself up. A lot of feeling insecure. Not wanting to leave the house, even though, like, you're supposed to be staying home. But the fact that now I am, like, schools are reopened by me. And I have an anxiety attack every time a substitute job pops up on my phone. Like, I'm afraid to say okay and go in. Because, like...
I got a question.
If I get it, it's game over, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, same here, because they keep telling you, if you're large and in charge, you're fucked.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, I'm large and in charge, and I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Are you actually getting, like, substitute teaching position? Like,
there's tons of jobs, yeah. I've only gone in once. Really? Like, I'm going in as we're recording in 2 days. I'm going back for the second time.
Jesus Christ. So how do you get these kids to socially distance?
Well, that's the thing. The first time
Can you hit them now? Is that allowed?
Yeah. If they move outside of their taped square on the floor, you just smack them with a ruler. Say, hey, get back inside those lines, you hooligan. The first day, I didn't even teach. It was I walked into the school, and they were like, oh, why are you here? I was like, what? You posted you needed an extra teacher. I'm assuming there are meetings or whatever I'm covering. They're like, oh, just sit there. I'll find something for you to do. And I just ran around all day, like, cutting out laminated things and doing paperwork and alphabetizing binders. Like, I'm happy I got paid for that day, but the risks are way too high for me to be there to do that type of shit. Like, I feel like those things should have been done in order to okay school coming back. Like, you should have had your shit together before bringing kids back in and other people in. Ugh.
Real talk. Are we supposed to think the government has its shit together? Have you seen it lately? No, it's not.
No.
So my question for you, another real talk.
Yeah.
Could you try to do unemployment? Because from what I understand, if you simply go, no, like one of the lines is like, y'all, I ain't going back. I ain't fucking getting sick.
Click that. I did see a TikTok of somebody, like, acting as an unemployment person, like, on the phone. And he was acting it out, like, the woman on the phone said, Like, I ain't going back to work. And then the guy's like, yeah, don't they know there's a pandemic going on? You don't have to go to work. Let me fix that for you, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I'm still claiming unemployment. My issue was because of that one day that I subbed, I clicked return to work. Because technically, I did. And I said I only worked a day. I didn't make above 500, whatever the threshold was. And because of that, I had to input all my employer info and say why I only worked that one day and write the date. And then I called them back up and they're like, well, now we have to wait for the school district to verify that that information is correct. And you may or may not be getting the weeks that you haven't been paid back.
Oh, so come like, on, Cuomo. Give me a fucking break.
Last week, I didn't get anything other than the lost wages thing, which I have banked up just in case. And this week I'm probably not going to get anything either. So it's more stress that I don't need on top of like, if I'm not subbing, I got three girls in this house that I'm trying to teach virtually and holy shit, yo, having elementary school kids trying to understand Google Classroom is insane. It's like, read this. You have to write in your answers on the worksheet that was scanned on the Google thing, and there's not enough room, and like they have to know how to resize fonts and boxes and like shit that frustrates me. And the fact that my nieces 7 and 9 years old are supposed to be doing this, it's a lot. I understand they have to, and for the most part they're kicking ass at it, but it's so hard to get them to focus because they're home.
Yeah.
So like, I just want to go outside and play. And like, I'm with you. I want you to go outside because you need to go outside and enjoy some sunlight. But it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Dude, that, so I don't know what it's like to teach kids.
Yeah. All right?
First off, could you imagine me?
Nope. I can imagine you in high school. I think you would be a cool high school history teacher.
Real talk, that's what I was going to be in the beginning.
Yeah.
My goal was a high school history teacher, because I like to hear myself talk and I like history a lot.
I would feel like, Joe, you would be the history teacher that would come in on the first day of a new unit dressed up as a period person. Like, you'd come walking in the room as, like, Napoleon and with a voice and everything. I can totally see you doing that.
I'd love to say no, but I think you're definitely right. People be like, I gotta get to Professor Moran's classroom. Yeah. He's just fucking Abe Lincoln today.
I don't know if you would go full method and be like, what is this computer? What is this? Where's my quill and ink?
I'm like Daniel Day-Lewis. Someone asked a question, like a dumb question. Buzzards, Gutch, man. I'm talking about the union of our nation.
Yeah.
What's a TikTok? Oh God!
If you need to contact me after office, send it via Pony Express.
Oh goodness gracious! Oh my goodness! God! But what if I had to, like, if I was teaching below the Mason-Dixon line, like,
oh Jesus,
Lincoln is not gonna hit there, I don't think. That was a deep history cut for y'all. But yeah, like for me, sticking here, because like I'm in the same thing. I think it's just like with so many other people. Like, I'm stuck here. I've made the conscious decision, because I haven't looked hard for work, because if it's not remote, I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And B, nothing's really hiring at this point for PR. And see, I'm right there with you, dude. Like, I am terrified at this thing. Like, this is a whole CVS debacle with me, because, like, I took my flu shot, especially for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they charged me $70 when it should have been $40.
Oh, man.
And my mother had this conversation. It was just like, okay, well, go back to that CVS. I'm like, no, they get to take $30.
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't want to go back. It's fine. Someone fucking coughs. Or you got that douchebag that's not wearing a mask.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to deal with it. Don't want to deal with it.
Did I tell you the story? Was it last month in August? I was picking up like medication that I need daily and stuff at a Walgreens. And I'm standing there, and I guess everyone was on lunch, so they had the shutters of the pharmacy down.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there, and this guy is walking through, smiling. And the reason I know he's smiling is he wasn't wearing a mask, and he's just walking down the aisle towards pharmacy. I'm like, dude, where's your mask? Why are they letting you in the store? And then he walks back into the pharmacy. He's the pharmacist. And I went to Twitter, and I tweeted at Walgreens, like, hey, it makes me real comfortable that the person that's giving me my medication is not wearing a mask because he's coming back from his lunch break. And he's smiling because I can see his fucking teeth. I shouldn't see his teeth in 2020 out in public. Anybody's teeth, for that matter. And they responded and asked for the store, whatever. So I gave it to him. So hopefully he got talked to. I'm like, listen, this is fucking serious. You're work at a pharmacy where people are already sick. Like, it's not a place anybody wants to be right now.
110%. I think like the whole thing of the show is wear goddamn masks. If you take anything away from this, it's very real. Like, man, but apparently they're nobodies. Apparently that's also a thing.
Yeah.
So my best friend's grandma, totally a nobody. Piece of shit. So, you know, I've been stuck in here because I've made the conscious decision. I'm like, okay, so I'm going to see real talk, everyone. By the time November happens, I'll see where the state of the country is. And then I think that anxiety for me as the Hispanic in America will either amplify or hopefully die down a bit so that I can go out there and actually. Also, if you're hearing what is the loudest TV in the room, can you hear that?
I doubt
people can hear it.
No.
But my mother, I love her to death. She's in the room next to me. I'm not fucking with you. She has that TV full blast. I'm like, Ma, don't you think this is a little loud? She's like, what? What's loud? I'm like, are you kidding me? She'll have CNN blaring one, like, the monitor. The next is, like, MSNBC. She's, like, in the newsroom herself. This is so loud. But anyway, I'm like, once that anxiety either dies down a bit, I feel like as long as there's adults in the room now, I can start going out there and actually start applying myself in my tools of the trade. Hey, one sec. Hey, Ma? Come in here for a sec. One sec, guys. We got my mom in here.
Uh-oh. Are you going to yell at her?
I don't know. Let's see.
Here's some real talk in real time.
Mother dearest. Come over here. The camera's on. Camera's on, but like nobody can see you. Don't worry about it. I mean, Kyle can, but like it's not video version's not going live.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. The TV.
My TV. I just shut it off.
Do you understand how loud it is, though?
Because it talked so low. It was up to 90.
See.
I couldn't hear them.
You could hear.
I don't know if it's a TV or them or what. But I fucking put it up to 90.
I love it. Give me it.
I thought you were going to be mad at me. Shit.
No. We're recording something called the Patreon Personal Podcast, but we've rebranded it to Real Talk Radio. This is for people that they support us on Patreon, which is like giving us donations.
Yes, yes, money.
Yeah. Yes. That's what you care about. So, yeah. This is for them. They're loving this right now.
Okay.
Ray Martinez is loving
it. I know what you're getting for your birthday from Danny.
Oh, yeah?
It's big time.
It's big time?
Yeah, I can't say, though.
I can't
explain it even if I wanted to.
Okay, so it's something Star Wars related, I'm pretty sure. I love you.
What's his name again?
What's his name again?
I'm talking about him all the time. I know, I'm so sorry. I'm just bad with names.
It's fine.
She actually is.
It's fine.
Bye, Kyle.
Bye.
Good night. Did he hear about Trump? The money.
Go.
I love your mom so much. I can't wait to meet her one day.
She's so great. I literally talk about you and Amy, like, constantly. Like, here, let's get even realer talk. They gave me, you know how, like, MySpace had, like, your 8?
Yes.
Apple's doing the same thing. I literally only have you and Amy as my top. That's it. But yeah, so anyway, getting back to that, she had it at 90.
My dad specifically is the same way. Yeah. Like, he'll have it blasting up there because he's losing his hearing, and so is my mom, but they refuse to acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. Also, again, well. Real Talk Radio,
yes.
Hearing aids are fucking expensive. They're like thousands upon thousands of dollars. And like, my dad needs one, but we can't afford a hearing aid for him, like, which is sad.
Yeah.
It would be so much better when I can actually talk to him and I don't have to repeat his name 5 times.
My mom. So now that I said, oh, it's okay, the TV's loud, it's giving her free reign to just start yelling. She's having a full blown conversation.
Well, her voice is probably only at an 80. The TV was at 90.
They talk so low. But yeah, no, like, I wonder now what my birthday present is.
I know, right? You think it's Star Wars related?
It's my brother. It's Star Wars related.
Is it a lightsaber?
She said also out of this world. I'm thinking it's a lightsaber. Is it Rey's lightsaber?
Ooh. Is it the yellow one?
I hope it's yellow. Yellow one's cool. Mm. Is, oh my god, what is this, a Mandalorian helmet? He said he spent too much money on it.
Ooh.
I said just pay off my student loan, you know? he took the hard
That was out. That was my answer to everything. Or it really still is, like, how much money would it take you to do this? Just pay off my student loans. That's all I want. Just
don't give it, I don't need that, a that gift has, card to that, Olive Garden.
That has grown to include credit card debt. But yeah, just pay off my credit card and student loans. That's all I need.
That's fine. That's all I need.
I'll be fine.
That's all I ever need.
I'll be fine.
So anyway, after November, that's when I'm going to really start like really looking at stuff so that my anxiety hopefully has minimized. But like, I'm stuck here in this house with her for all the time. And it's gotten to the point where just like, man, there's only so many video games you can play until that becomes work. And you're like, oh God, I gotta move out of here.
Yeah.
And then I gotta go to something else. So I'm at the point where I need to start walking again. That's a one thing. So I'm gonna start doing that tomorrow. And I've been binging shows. So I binged Harley Quinn.
Oh yeah.
On HBO Max. Fantastic show. Now I'm on to Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Sweet.
And I missed Lovecraft Country.
I'm a couple episodes behind on that one. I'm a couple episodes behind on The Vow, which I'm really digging.
The Vow's the
sex cult one.
Oh. Whoa, okay, so where's that? What's the sex cult?
It's about how do I get the, it's about the... like the pseudoscience self-help group Nexium.
Okay.
It is the one that Kristen Kruick and the other girl from Smallville.
Okay.
Got in trouble for. And it's the documentary that airs after Lovecraft Country every Sunday night.
Oh, okay.
It's really good. It's really disgusting. The way that they're brainwashing these women, and it's fucking gross. But I love a good in-depth documentary on that stuff, weirdly. Like true crime stuff.
Yeah.
Is weirdly appealing to me.
You would love Mindhunter then.
Oh, that's I know. Shirt. It's on my list. But going back to like binging stuff, I finally jumped into The Boys. I finished season one.
Yeah.
And I think I'm 2 episodes into season 2. What a fucking great show. It's so good.
Dude, there is the episode that like the most current one. Like this, like I finished watching it. And I was just like, this will, depending on how the seasons go, when it's all said and done, this might become like my favorite show, because it is just so fucking good.
I wasn't sure how I felt about the first episode, like
right.
I'll spoil the first episode a little bit because it's old enough. It's fine. There's plenty more that happens. But, like, it opens strong with Huey and his girlfriend Robin and A-Train, which is, like, this world's version of The Flash. Yeah. Out of freaking nowhere, which I loved, just eviscerates her, runs straight through her, and she just turns into a pool of blood. And it goes everywhere. Yeah. This show does not shy away from the gore at all. And he was just standing there with like her hands and just like shaking. And then that whole thing, I'm like, man, these superheroes are all freaking awful, except for a Starlight. I love Starlight. I love that actress. She's killing it. But then at the end of the first episode, everyone's like, oh yeah, Homelander, he's just a goody two shoes. He's like the only good one out of everybody. And then the episode ends with him shooting down a plane because they knew something secret was going on in the vault complex. I'm like, oh my god, they're all bad.
And that scene is just like, well, now like you're fighting a god.
Yeah, right?
Like that's
the Superman problem.
Yeah. And it's even beyond like the injustice, like, because Injustice is like, yeah, this guy can literally get away with anything, right? Like the Injustice Superman. He can kind of as well, but the difference between him and the Injustice Superman is Homelander, he needs to be loved. And like, that's his thing. It's like, well, if he doesn't have people loving him, what's the point?
Yeah, which is why I'm interested to where season two goes. I'm not going to spoil how one ends.
That's stuffy. Yeah.
But that's why I'm excited where that goes, because he needs validation from a certain person. And in season two, that certain person is no longer there in a weird way.
Keep watching.
I can't wait.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. Who's your favorite character on that show?
Oh, I identify with Huey hardcore. I love Huey.
I think he has one of the best arcs as well. Like season one, like having that arc like resolve the way it does, it's just like, whoa.
Yeah.
He's a totally different character season
two. Like I said, I love Stargirl, who's played by Erin Moriarty. I love her. I weirdly like how douchey the Deep is and and how he's getting his.
Yeah.
I love that.
His gills fucking freak me out.
Very freaky. I love their voice by Patton Oswalt too. That's a great choice.
They give me nightmares. Real talk, they give me nightmares. They gave me nightmares. I actually have to like look away because they visually gross me the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, just talking about it.
Mother's Milk, which is a real character's name, but he's the fucking best.
You know who my, like, well, I mean, other than the Butcher, right? Butcher is, like, everyone's favorite.
Oh, I despise the Butcher. What a dick. I don't like him.
He is such a dick, but he says one line in season two. I think you got there, maybe you didn't. Can I say it?
Yeah, 'cause
it makes me laugh. He goes, in life, you don't get your happy endings. It's not that massage parlor. The best.
Yeah.
How he delivers, it's so great. Butcher's great. My favorite's Frenchie.
Frenchie's cool.
Frenchie's the drug dealer with a heart where every episode I'm like, you're going to die because you're too good for everyone. You feel something.
Yeah.
It's weird how the drug dealer is like the most redeemable on that show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. What else have I been mentioning? Let's see. Harley Quinn show, fantastic. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Just ages so well. Let's see. There's another one. Mindhunter, fantastic. Umbrella Academy.
Oh, yeah. You bridged that this past month, you were telling me.
Yeah. I love it. I love it so much. One of my favorite characters is Klaus. I love how they handle him because, like, he is a gay character or, like, really just... you could say he's under the rainbow. That's the best way to say it. Because I think he could be even, you could identify him as Pan as well.
Okay.
But like, he, you know, like typical, like in any type of TV show where it's like, oh, they're the gay character, so they act feminine, they're flamboyant. He's able to do it so well where he acts flamboyant, but doesn't need to act like, he's flamboyant in the way he dresses and he appears, but it's just part of his personality. It's not because he's gay, like, and he doesn't have like that stereotypical lisp. Like, and he's just fucking great. Like, his superpower is that he could see the dead, he could talk to them, and he's having conversations with people from the afterlife, and he's a drug addict because it's only when he's high where he doesn't have You know, like the dead can't reach him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That show's fantastic. It's written by the lead singer of My Chemical Romance.
Yep, Gerard Way.
Yeah, let me tell you something. It looks like a My Chemical Romance, like, music video. Yeah. But I love it. It reminds me of my middle school years, man. Yeah, that's pretty much what I've been up to. It's really about, like, binging a ton of shows and really just HBO Max rules.
Let's get sponsored by HBO Max. I'm still so mad because I want to watch HBO Max stuff, right? Yeah. We still have cable here in my house, and we have HBO as part of that subscription. So theoretically, we should be able to watch HBO Max. But when I go to log in with the info, it says that it's not the correct username and password as our cable services. God, and no one can tell us what it is. It's really screwing me up because I want to watch Harley Quinn. I want to be able to watch the Snyder Cut when it comes out. Yeah. Like, but
$70 million now it's up to. Henry Cavill signed, rumor has it, for 3 more Superman.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't hate him as Superman.
I like him a lot. I don't think he's given the best material to work with.
Absolutely.
Also, I could watch him build a PC all goddamn day. Jeez.
Speaking about Cavill, something I do need to watch.
Yeah.
Hopefully soon is The Witcher. I haven't watched that either.
Witcher's, like, just because Henry Cavill's in it, that's half of it. Him and Yennefer is just, like, so hot. And you just see him on screen together, you're like, so hot. But, like, a lot of it's kind of convoluted, so hopefully season 2 they make it a lot more straightforward.
Okay.
Because a lot of it is just like, what's happening here? But I'm digging the fighting, you know?
We're inching close to October, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Do you partake in Spooky Month? Where we watch, like, horror movies and do spooky things? Because I usually don't. Not I really. Mean, yeah, you're spooky in general, but like,
yeah.
I think I'm actually going to try to watch more horror movies in October because I have a bunch of them and I usually don't go for them and I don't know why, but I'm in the mood to be spooked a little bit.
I'm going to be honest. People that like take Halloween too seriously, I don't think can be trusted because like they got my best friend, Amy. I can't trust her.
Oh, what's that, Jiminy? You're going to watch with me? Oh, cool.
Anytime, friend.
like she made me watch Midsommar.
I didn't know.
Don't. Don't, Kyle.
Why?
Don't. You won't be able to. Mm-mm. I just like, no. All right. I'm so congested right now, but just no. It is too sweet. So like, I don't like to be scared. The only type of scares I like is if it's in a video game, because I absolutely know it's not real, and like sci-fi horror, because I know xenomorphs at the end of the day aren't real. But like aliens, the best. But like most of it, because like half of it's kind of trashy anyway. Mm. It's just not my thing.
Okay.
Oh my god, Prince.
Yeah,
I think
Prince Jackson, the Head Knight.
Head Knight. Like, I love the reason why he loves horror is so fucking, like, I guess unique in a sense, like, because I never got that perspective before as a black man and how he views, like, horror is, like, interesting to me. And it's just like, oh, wow, I didn't see it that way. Mm-hmm. But, like, for me, I do like more, I guess, because now that I'm thinking about it, I like more psychological horror. Or like thriller, like not just the music video, but like The Shining is one of my favorite movies of all time.
I've never seen it, so I'm gonna remedy that in October.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson just fucking slays. Like It Chapter 1 and 2, I absolutely loved.
Like Get Out.
I was it. Get Out. Us. Right. Is it just Us?
Us is the title.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, those movies are fantastic. Because it's the sense of dread and then the delivery. It's not just jump scares. But, like, when people are like, I don't know. I feel like if you're not dressing as a slutty kitty, you're doing it wrong. Which I've done in the past because I needed a... Like, Chipotle does like something. It's like, come dress, we give you a free burrito.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So my friend gave me like cat whiskers.
Oh.
Well, cat nose. And I was a slutty kitty.
You could just be three-hole punch Jim from The Office.
What about you? Are you like a... Oh, and Reese's. Reese's like... Mm. First off, I say Reese's.
That's fine. Tell
me that's wrong.
I won't hold it against you.
My friend Amy, she goes, oh, it's so cute how you say it. I'm like, fuck you. Nothing I do is cute. But, like, yeah, I just gained, like, 10 pounds from eating Reese's. And that's my Halloween. What about you?
Like, what kind of movies do I dig? Like, in the horror stuff?
Yeah. Or just like Halloween means to you. I guess we should have done this out in October, but eh, really, let's
get into it now. Halloween is weird. Like, I as a kid, I loved it because who doesn't? You're going around getting candy and whatnot. But I, as a large and in charge big man around here, I could never just go to the store and buy a cool costume. Like, they never fit me. So I would always have homemade ones. Like, I was a sad Mets fan for like 2 years. It just drew tears in my face and I wore a Mets uniform. But, like, outfits and stuff were nothing that I could easily get into. It would always have to be homemade, and they never always worked out.
And then you look like a giant fucking drape.
Yeah. And I was a super scaredy cat. Like, I think I was in second grade, and the old school movie The Blob was on TV, and I can be teleported back to this moment in time, in the second living room, the toy room, which is what we call it now, sitting on the floor in front of the TV, and it pans up to a guy stuck inside the blob, and he's screaming, help me, but you can't see him. And just me being so upset, I ran out of the house. I was like, I have to get out of the room.
Kyle, you just sent me there. You know what he thought for a second? And I couldn't get it out of my head. He said The Blob. What did Joseph think immediately? Just take a guess of a movie. Think of The Blob.
What did X-Men? Joseph think?
Flubber.
Oh, Flubber. You. Robin Williams terrified me. Jumping nonstop. Oh man. But yeah, and that
somehow
movie.
Somehow I got like the thing when it's dancing. Sorry.
No, that's fine. That movie scarred me, and then I was up late because I think I was sick or whatnot, and my dad was watching a Chucky movie.
Oh.
And to this day, I can't really watch Chucky because like I would pass my sister's room going to bed, and she had floor filled with dolls, and like, no.
No.
Nope, I'm good. But when I went to college is when I really found my love for it. Okay. I went to college with two other of my best friends from high school. And they lived on the other side of campus. I lived in the freshman dorm. And I'm a very shy person. Like, extremely shy when I'm meeting new people. It takes me a while to open up a little bit. So I was like, keep it to myself. I always walk over to their place. They would never come over to mine because they were like, they would do the thing. Well, the two of us are here. You're one person. So the one comes to the more people. I was like, well, that's fucking bullshit. So I would have to make the 20-minute trek every single time I want to hang out with them. But there was a freshman year, they wanted to go, a group of people in the freshman dorm wanted to go see Saw 2. And I never saw Saw, which is weird to say. And we sat down, we watched it, and I fell in love with it. I loved the twist. So I love horror movies with a twist like that, kind of like the psychological horror stuff like that. So the Saw franchise, Get Out, I do love it. It's not too gory. I don't hate the gory stuff, but I like the more thrilling, tense stuff. So like, Don't Breathe is a great one. A Quiet Place is fucking great. I love A Quiet Place. And I know technically this isn't a horror movie, but I would consider it a thriller. Have you ever seen the movie Searching?
No.
With John Cho? No. The movie completely takes place on a computer screen. So you're looking at a capture of a computer screen and iPhone screens. And it's about his daughter who goes missing. And the whole story takes place of him finding clues and figuring out where she went. And it's brilliant the way it's shot. And it's so good. I would highly recommend that one to anyone out there listening. And Cabin in the Woods. I like the campy stuff too. Like Cabin in the Woods.
I fuck with Cabin in the Woods.
The Babysitter on Netflix is really, really great.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's very campy, teenager, like slasher film. Like it's very self-aware.
Think of one. I think it's called Black Christmas.
Yeah.
Where it's, I think it's one where like it's a bunch of like sorority girls getting murdered, and we had a friend named Cody. If you think I was good at voices and very eccentric, you have not met this man. Because like he would, every time the killer would talk, he would do the voice.
Oh no!
So I'm just remembering really fond memories of him, like picking up the phone, just stupid 16-year-old shit. Or when the lady picks up, she's like, "Kappa Kappa, Merry Christmas." It's like, "Hi, it's Frank, and I'm bringing home the ham." Remember that? Just us losing our fucking mind. Oh my goodness. Yeah, like I don't. But other than that, I got some other like Halloween memories. I'll hold on to that
for next month. Yeah.
For the next one. There's even more.
Okay.
But with that, I mean, we're coming to a close here, Kyle.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to get personal about before we go here?
I mean, there's something, but I don't know if I'm ready to talk about it yet. Maybe next month. I don't want to cry on the podcast.
Oh man, it's cry. Oh yeah, no.
I don't want. I don't. It's super not serious, and it's all in my own head. Type. You know me, Joe. It's on that same line of things.
Okay. I could get Miriam in here again.
I'm good.
She will cheer you up.
I'm not ready for level 80. I'm not ready for volume at 90%. of telling me how wrong I am, but maybe next month.
Real talk. She calls me Dan. She'll call my brother, whose name's Dan. She'll go, Armando, no, Marty, no, Joe, no, Dan. And he gets so, he's like, my name's fucking Dan. You gave birth to me, like that event wasn't traumatic enough.
Yeah.
Oh my god, my mother.
Yeah.
One thing I do want to touch out on. Mm-hmm. Is the something you talked about earlier, which was the insecure feeling. I get that shit all the time. Like, it's weird. And I think it does, like, when we're doing this whole content creation biz, we oftentimes can only see what we're doing and then see our friends, but through their lens of like, if they've completed a project or hit a milestone, we're only here seeing them hit their milestones. Kind of like similar social media stuff behind it. I've learned, I tripped on my foot like while I was meeting on the sick. What I've learned as a content creator, and I never follow it, I sometimes, fall out of grace with this method. It's just like trying your best to take yourself out of the equation and just celebrate that person's success, because knowing the work you've put in, you can only imagine the work they've put in to do that. So it's really admiring that.
Yeah.
Like we talked a week or two ago is, when I'm on too many shows, and the thing is like, nobody's coming to me going, "Hey Joe, I'd like to have you on." It's just like, you got to knock on those doors.
Yeah.
You got to ring that bell. And sometimes, someone else will knock on that door, but also, pay it forward as well. I try to make myself available for as many folks as I can, without like becoming a charity and be like, I'm on a show every single day type of thing. But
yeah.
It's, it's always hard to take yourself out, and it's always too easy to beat yourself up on those things.
When I said September sucked, that is most of what September was for me. Just knocking myself down. Yeah.
And, you know, it's easy for us to. So easy for us to. But it's just like, it is, and I think it's just like everybody deals with it their own way. But I think for us, I try to be as transparent about it as possible so that it kind of gets normalized.
Yeah.
And I also try to celebrate my accomplishments as well as much as I can. So mm-hmm. it's not ever like in a braggadocious thing. Like this month, the Trophy Room Twitter, the traffic on that's been fucking wild.
Yeah.
So like I showed you that it's like the Trophy Room Twitter does as good as my Twitter, and I have more followers. It's that type of thing of mm-hmm. like just seeing the show's growth. Actually, end there.
Yeah, it's nuts. It is kind of special knowing we've been doing this, what, 3 years?
It's got to be
two and a half, maybe, at this point.
Yeah.
That this is our first, like, official console launch as a PlayStation-centric show. Mm-hmm. And how not too many podcasts get that far.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're going to be able to cover the fifth generation in real time as everyone else is experiencing it is sort of surreal.
Yeah.
Like I said, like not many podcasts are going to be able to do that. So like that is definitely a win. And whenever I do beat myself up, I think of that, like this is special. I need to remember that and hold on to that because not too many people get to be in my place, in my shoes. So, like, be happy, Kyle. Stop beating yourself up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100. And that's the whole thing. Like, today we hit 90 reviews just on the U.S. thing.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I actually, like, this is always a goal. And I really want to thank you for pushing me because I was just like, really? You think 100? And you're like, no, we're doing 100. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. And like staring at the number, I'm like, holy shit, we're about to hit 100. And then like checking the SEO, I did almost a mistake.
Uh-oh.
for the search event. I clicked on another podcast and they had like a couple thousand. And you're like, oh, fuck me. Mm. But like instead, I'm just like, holy shit, we're about to hit one. We're already at the triple digits worldwide. It is so crazy. And then when I take a look at like when the PlayStation 5 reveal hit, that was our biggest episode ever. And this whole month, other than the Ubisoft episode, every episode did better than our best performing episode yet. And so like when you take a look at that, you're just like, holy shit. People are tuning in. People are checking us out, and they're sticking around.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the thing that blows my mind. And the thing that I love the most is when I see the comments, and it's almost every single fucking review is I'm always like I'm always your biggest cheerleader. When I see a comment about you, I get super excited. Like I hate when a comment's all about me. I don't like it. So when I see comments that are like these two, their conversations.
Yeah.
Their chemistry, their relationship, like that, those comments are always like, that's what I want.
and weirdly, that is what has been bumming me out is like seeing a lot of, man, Joe in the Trophy Room, or I love listening to Joe on his show. Like it beats me up.
Oh, I love you, Kyle.
I love you too.
I hate that too because I mean, it's weird.
And I'm not saying it's your fault at all. Like I don't want that to be the meaning behind it. But like, yeah.
And trust me, we like when you give us any type of feedback. You can say Joe's ugly. Actually, seriously, give me one word. It's like,
shout out to what was it? Earth Sandy Mom or whatever the fuck her name was. She's not gonna hear this. This is Patreon.
That's right. People who give us 4 stars don't listen. What? Yeah, Earthy Cheese's mom.
There you go. It's somehow worse than Earthy Sandy Mom.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, shout out to them. Like, kick me down a little bit, you know? Yeah. I mean, you know, like, yeah, like, but like, because it always weirds me out as well. I think, the feeling I get. It weirds me out a bit. Not to say, like, I don't like that. That's cool that you. I got this other guy. He's part of my show, and he's, like, to me, the part that makes it run. Because, like, yeah, I get it. Like, I can make a joke. But, like, you're the authenticity. Mm-hmm. You are to me the energy, the light of the show. So like when I see those, I'm like, all right, it's a weird, like, all right, that's cool, but like this. And so that's why I like when it is like the last 4 or 5 of them, it's just like us, yeah. us. The other thing too is like I also understand why people only like maybe only shout me out, because this is very much like, this is it. And I got all the free time, and you got the job and the teaching and all that.
Yeah.
So like you just, you can't do it all. And it also comes down to, I think, time that one puts into to whatever organization they got. I know a lot of people that are way better than me, that just don't have the time. And I feel like don't get the love that they deserve, because you're so much more talented than I can ever be. But it's just like, I got a family, got a wife and kids. I got, you know, a job. I got this full-time obligation that I have to treat this as a hobby, you know? And I think that's where, for me, it's like, because I have all that, this free time to put myself out there, people equate that, this show with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always try to think of like, how can I better push you?
Because I don't want to ever be the dead weight of like the disposable. Kyle's not pulling his weight. You know what? Let me look around for another co-host. I don't want to do that, because I always want to do more. I always want to make good stuff. I want to be able to reach out to people, and be like, hey, I would love to be on your podcast, and not be like, Kyle's not great at this. I don't want Kyle. I want Joe. Or Kyle only shows up once a week on the trophy room thing.
Yeah.
And so, like, that another thing of September is me not getting the Games of the Month thing up. It really bummed me out.
Yeah.
It just... I just got in my own head. Mm-hmm. See, and here it is. You don't have to wait till next month. Here it is, man.
And I get that. And anybody think is Kyle just... Shut up. You know it. It is that feel. I get that feeling 110%. Yeah. Like, I'm fucking useless. Like that, and that is like the feeling you have to constantly fight, which sucks. Because again, I get it too. Like every time, I get it in a different way.
Yeah.
Every time I have to help with something that is any type of physical labor.
Yeah.
I'm literally awful. I'm the kid that they pick last in gym every time for that. It's just like, I don't know how to hold a drill, and then like. Like, someone will get aggravated at me. I'm like, I gotta fucking suck.
Oh, no, that's me and my dad. Like, Dad, do you need help? He's like, yeah, hold the flashlight. Fuck no, Dad.
Fuck
Give
no,
me more Dad. Responsibilities. I can do more than what you believe. I worked 8 years as a groundskeeper. My hands are dirty. I know how to do shit. Trust me.
Here's the thing. I don't know how to do shit, so
okay.
He's fair to judge. But, like, But yeah, it is that self-worth thing. You gotta push you, like, oh God, the most inner realist of the real talk. Making a video on Bad Bit Games, what is the worst thing that I hate doing the most? Intros. I can make literally 100 intros on a five, like, I could do the 5 minute video in one shot. Get all my thoughts and my feelings out there. Feel like it's a great shot. Bam, done. I will fuck up at least 60 times.
Oh, yeah.
I've given up on videos where it's literally just a fucking intro.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, fuck. So, like, when you're like, this fucking video, I'm just like, take your time.
Yeah.
This ain't me. Don't worry.
It was partly, I was just bummed out. I didn't have the drive to sit down on my computer and do this. So I'd rather just mindlessly watch YouTube, which is what I did. But the other
you talk about how I do deal with it too. Yeah.
Yeah. The other part is fucking September was awful with games getting announced for the next day. And I felt like I was always running behind. And then the video at some point, the actual video file was around 20 minutes. I'm like, this is too fucking long for Games of September. And then I just gave up. So,
well, real talk. Here's a little word of advice. Just fuck it. If it's 20 minutes, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Don't. And also, like, have like that deadline for you of just like, okay, crack the fingers. It's, you know, they have until the person has, I don't know when you make the video. So, like, on the 20th, these are the games that are happening.
Yeah.
Or, like, once the Games of Gold thing, Games of Gold, bam, I make this video. Anything that comes out afterwards, that's on that game, not me.
Yeah.
Because 9 times out of 10, it's the big AAA stuff that's going to get people clicking on that video anyway. So that's the one thing I would tell you is I don't know how to get out of your own head, because maybe you never do.
Mm-hmm.
But it is something of just like, don't beat the shit out of yourself over it. Because it is,
that's the thing that sucks. I know what not to do.
Yeah.
I know. I've heard it a million times from several different people. But enacting it correctly is a whole different story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with everything else going around in the world, it's a steeper mountain to climb each and every time.
Yep. Yep. I am right there with you. The words right out of my mouth.
Man, like, I'm excited. There's something I'm excited to watch tomorrow night. But then Tuesday night, like, it is required viewing, the presidential debate.
I forgot about all that.
I forgot it was a thing, and then I saw a commercial, and it looked like a fucking movie blockbuster trailer.
Yeah. it's CNN. It's, right?
There's a thing, because recording this on a Sunday, so there was football stuff. Like, I do fantasy football things. And it was like pick six to win like Terry Bradshaw's money is the promo for it. But underneath that, they had one for the presidential election of like bets on it. So I'm going to read them off. I just thought it was now.
Please.
Because it's like hilarious that it's an actual thing.
To vamp for a sec, I love it on CNN. They're like, Donald Trump. And then it's like, Joe Biden is just the worst. And then immediate cut, Joe Biden. This man cannot be trusted.
Yeah.
That's my Joe Biden impersonation.
So here are the things. There's five or six. All right. First question. And man, we're all over the place on this, but I like it. It's good.
There's laughs. There's tears. There's all sorts of mayhem.
Real talk. Which greeting will President Trump and Joe Biden do first? And then gives you options. Shake hands, fist bump, elbow bump, air five, or nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, I said none or other. They're just going to look at each other, and probably that's it. Second one. Will either candidate be seen wearing a mask during the Fox debate coverage? Trump? Yes,
Biden will.
Biden, both, or neither?
Oh, I'm in this bet right now. Sorry.
No, I also picked Biden, and it gives you the percentages after you picked. So 62% picked Biden. Less than 1% picked Trump.
Huh.
It goes to show you.
Yeah.
He has a brand that he a real shitty brand.
Yeah, he does.
The next one is, which nickname will President Trump use first? Slow Joe, Hidin Biden, Sleepy Joe, Basement Biden, or none of the above?
I'm thinking, did he give Hillary, like, I know he gave her like lock her up, which he never did.
Yeah.
Which the guy that started that chant would then eventually get locked up and then would get pardoned by the president, but that's neither here nor there.
I picked none of the above.
So. I think, none of the above either. Okay, this is
which 45% agreed with me on that one.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Which of the below will Joe Biden say the most? This one is a little difficult for me.
Okay.
Is it climate change, Barack Obama, Jill Biden, malarkey, Hillary, or none?
Would he say the most? climate change, no. He's going to bring up COVID-19 a lot. But he's going to say, he would say Obama. Say, like, when me and Obama. Yes, you said my name three times.
Okay. I'm here. I picked climate change.
Okay.
I don't know why. I feel like Joe is going to come out swinging with the actual points.
I don't even know what the debate's about. I feel like they're just going to name call each other.
All right. And then here's the same question, but for Trump. Okay. What will Trump say the most? China? Fake news? Kim Jong-un?
Uh-huh.
Winning. Ooh. Kamala, or Kamala, as he says.
Kamala.
It. Or none.
Like the tea.
None of those options.
What? You know what it should have been? The choices should have been person, man, woman, camera, TV.
It should have had sniffles. How many sniffles?
Oh, God, yeah.
I picked China. Oh, yeah. I feel like he's going to say China a lot.
Yeah, because he's going to say, like, China virus. Okay. This is really good.
And then the last one is, which person will be the last one to say America in the debate? Biden, Trump, other, or not mentioned?
Who will mention America the most?
The last person to say America.
Ooh, depends on the coin flip. Trump.
I'm going not mentioned. I think the moderator is going to say it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool.
Like to end it.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are the options. If I get them all correct, Joe, $25,000.
Wow.
And it's free to enter. So go download Fox Super 6 and do it.
Oh, shit. Wait, am I giving a Murdoch money?
You're not paying anything. You're getting paid if you get it right.
I feel like just downloading the app is going to trigger something, some type of engagement tick. That'll like...
You know what? Probably.
Damn it, I don't know.
But listen, we're in hard times, Joe.
Yeah. We are in hard times. Modern problems require modern solutions, says the Dave Chappelle thing.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. That's been a roller coaster of a show.
Yeah, man.
We've got so many emotions.
Sorry for going all over the place.
There was a lot to it. So I don't even know where we started. My mom came in. She had the volume at 90. What did I tell you guys?
Yeah, what did we start talking about? I don't even remember. Oh,
Halloween?
Subbing and stuff. That's how it started.
And then we bring it back down to the reason why we're in this predicament. It's funny.
Yeah.
Can I end on one thing?
Yeah, please.
I like how real talk we got at the end of the trophy room last episode.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I've gotten a lot of, like, I thought it was just like, well, here comes that one star, and we haven't gotten it yet. No confetti.
Also, I do want to shout out, I don't think he'll ever hear this. Ooh. I want to shout out Adam Leonard, who's been such a huge proponent of us being like, hey, shout out to Joe and Kyle for not listening to the Keep Politics Out commenters and stuff.
Like, dumb fucking
comment. Fuck that noise. And just talk about it because it's fucking real.
Yeah.
So shout out to Adam for that one.
Yeah. And he is really an inspiration of, like, at the end of the day, we are a video game podcast. This isn't serious. But there's people that listen. There are people that care. There are people you can influence. There are people out there that need the reassurance. And all those people outweigh the person that either A, doesn't want to hear it because it's too real and it gets whatever. It builds their anxiety for sure. It gets mine up. That's why I don't really listen to these. But like, or it's the people that are like willfully ignorant of all this shit that's going on. And so those voices that need this outweigh the people that don't. And as a person, as a Hispanic who's lived this shit, let me tell you something. It's been 20, soon to be 9 years on this earth. They've had to deal with some very, very, very uncomfortable truths. And if 5 minutes on a podcast make you uncomfortable, sorry, man. That's what it's been like for me for a minute and a half, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That said, though,
that's been Real Talk.
Real Talk Radio Podcast.
Yeah.
This is a little therapy we got, man.
I think for the future episodes of Real Talk Radio, each segment should just add another reel to it. So, like, can I be real? Can I be real real? Can I be real real? Real? And then we end on the realist.
I dig it. I like it. Yeah, like, we'll have, like, five topics. And just keep on doing adding the reels to it. You guys know where to find us. You're on the Patreon already, right? Patreon.com/BadBit.
Yeah.
Mr. BadBit on Twitter.
Yeah, don't Mr. be weirded K- out about Step. Mr. K-Step.
Weirded out?
Because I'm not Hoodat Ninja anymore.
It is weird. Okay, that is, it is, it is, I have to take a step back. I'm like,
Hoodat. Oh yeah, I probably should have talked about that here, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got it. Go for it.
I have no attachment to Hoodat Ninja anymore. It was a 30 Rock reference that most people didn't get. Uh-huh. And I'm tired of having a number in my name.
Okay. Good enough for me.
Yeah. And I, man, the saga of me trying to find a new name took me like 2 hours on Twitter one night. Because, like, at Kyle obviously is taken, but the person who has at Kyle also has at I am Kyle and doesn't use that one, but just redirects to the other one. Kai Kai is gone. Uncle Kai Kai is gone. The official Kyle is gone. All inactive accounts that were made in 2008 and not ever used ever again. there was Mr. Kai Kai was taken. Just Kai Kai was taken. That's apparently one of the best esports players in the world, and it's verified for Kai Kai. I tried to do the Kai Kai, but it wouldn't let me because it's too close to Kai Kai.
Okay.
So I just was like, maybe Mr. Kyle, but that was obviously taken. So, yeah, Mr. K, and then Step is part of Stevenson. So
that's what I said. Now, I hope that's going to be your, like, you're not going to change it next month.
No.
Okay.
It's now my PSN ID. It's my Twitter handle.
Oh, okay.
Cool, yeah, dude. Cool. It's because, across the board.
Yeah, because next month, there's no turning back.
There's no turning back. We're in it now. Ooh. We're in the end game.
We really are. Mr. K-Step, Mr. BadBit, everybody have a nice one.
I don't know why we waved. It's not video, is it?